Johnny is going to come up and read our scripture this morning before our fearless leader gets up here.
Everybody will see me. Chapter 3. Could you please say that the word that comes from God through Jesus from the word of Paul in Acts? Chapter 4 says this: the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the seductives came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostle was teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the highest priest, was there, and so Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled the Holy Spirit, said to them, ruler and elder of the people, if we are being called to account today for an account of kindness, show to and cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stand before you healed. He is the stone you builders reject, who have become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Now we have Pastor Robert, who is coming up here.
I'm going to ask Miss Susie and Tim if you would come up for a second and help me. I'm thinking you both can help me. I want to share with you a song that we used to sing about Peter and John went to the temple to pray. They met a lame man on the way.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's the part I'm solid on. It's the first part, I think, goes like this. Peter and John went to the pray. They met a man laying on the way. He asked them something. And they said, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wise up and walk. Walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Okay, thank you. See, that was the part I needed help with, and you all were. So, who knew it? Wesley, I should have had you up here. I wasn't sure I had learned it, so. But anyway, the scripture we just read is all about how Peter and John were on their way to the temple, and this man, this lame man, was there asking for help. Okay? And they said, well, we don't have silver and gold. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Do you hear that? Yeah. Such as I have, give I thee. Now, I want you to notice what they didn't do. They didn't start in on a theological teaching about how he needed salvation, did they? They knew right now his immediate need was healing. They also knew that they had received and possessed, such as I have. To have means to possess. Give I thee. Guys, so often what we struggle with is understanding what we have in Christ. I would challenge all of you to get the book I Give You Authority by Charles Craft, and to read it. It's not a little skinny book. It's going to take a while. I've known people that have had to set it down because they were having to let what it was teaching them work their way into their lives. Guys, that's all right. We have to let the Spirit keep working and guiding. But I give you authority. Peter and John understood they had been given authority. And what did they do? They got in trouble. Now, this is where I want us to understand that we have to look at certain things in our lives and we have to evaluate where the highest authority is and work by that and work our way down. The first thing we need to realize is after Peter and John had healed the man and he goes into the temple, he's walking and leaping and praising God, and everyone noticed, this is the layman. How is it he's up here walking and leaping and praising God? He can't get in here. He can't walk in here. Someone had to help him get to where he was. They knew a miracle had happened. They knew God had happened in someone's life. Because what was he doing? Walking, leaping, and praising. All right. He immediately recognized God had touched his life. I want us to think about that. Now, as we go on through the story, what do we see happen? Were the people in the temple happy? Were the Sadducees, were the chief priests, were the Sanhedrin happy with what was happening? No, they were not. You guys are supposed to be paying attention to us. We know what's good for you. They had not gotten close to God. They could quote the Bible. They could tell you all about the miracles. But they were not personally experiencing that God. Jesus said they didn't even know him. Because if they had known him, they would have known that Jesus was his son. They would have recognized God in Jesus. And they didn't. They didn't recognize him. So guys, this is what we have to realize. Sometimes we are going to be in a situation. John and Peter were then put before this imposing group of people. Think about it. What if I had gone off the deep path and all of a sudden all of the Seventh-day Baptist directors came and they said, we need to talk to you, Robert. Imposing. Now, I have to also recognize that one thing that we have to realize. Peter and John recognized where their authority came from. And so even though the big church leaders came down, what did they say? We must do what God tells us to do. We can do no other thing. Does it sound familiar to what Martin Luther put on the wall? I can do nothing else, but these are the things that the Word of God says, and I have to stand by these. Guys, we have to stand regardless of our situation. And that means in our workplaces, we have to still stand and be godly. Now, when we take a job and we know that it's a secular job, we also have to respect that and put it in its right place. So that means I don't take all my time that I'm supposed to be working on a job and spend it doing God's things other than if he has told me to take that job. Then I do that job. But when I'm having my lunch, when I am talking with people, I let God shine through. I let God shine through. I know this was a path that Lana had to walk as a school teacher. And I'm sure many of you have had to walk that path and find where you can and cannot step across certain things. But they knew. They would come to her for prayer. That's where we let our light shine. I know, you know, Becky talks about, can you imagine the opportunities in a hair salon? Opportunities for both Satan and for God. she shared some of the times when she thought, oh, Lord, how can I just be here? But we have to recognize God has put us to be a light and He has given us authority. And He says, don't let anyone take that authority away. Don't let anyone take that authority away. Recognize what we have. Many times, because we don't know what to do, we don't know what authority we have, we make mistakes. I want to share with you a situation that I experienced. I was in a counseling session. I was with a team, and we were working with an individual, and I had been praying, and it just seemed like we weren't being moving. We weren't moving. And so we came to recognize, and the team that was there was working with me and let me know very graciously without saying, you blew it, Pastor, okay? But we needed to get the individual involved. And so when that individual prayed the prayer that I had just prayed immediately, all that anxiety moved, left. There was a void created. You know, in the scripture, it tells us that when the demons leave, you have to fill the house. If you don't fill the house, that void that was there, that emptiness, was going to be filled with something. So we have to continue to make sure that we fill the house and build on all of those foundations. But you see, when we understand the authority God has given us, when we understand the authority that we need to work with each individual, as a parent, when my children were little, I had spiritual authority over them. When things would come against them, it was my responsibility as a spiritual parent to take care of that. As they became adults, guess what? I'm no longer the head. They have their own family. God said, cleave to your own family. And so my son now is the head of his family. Jamie is the head of his family. These are things they have to learn. They have responsibility for their children. They have to watch with spiritual eyes. But when we're dealing with an adult, they need to make sure that we know that they have asked Jesus into their life so that they can then use the authority that God has given us. I really do want you to get that book. If you've read it again, go back through it. Devour it. Understand it. Because that is where we stand. I give you authority. God gave authority to Jesus. And Jesus passed that authority on. Remember the times that He sent out His disciples? He said, I give you authority. And one of the things He gave you them authority over was the demons. We should not shiver and quake. We should recognize we have been given authority. And we need to learn to use it so that the light shines and the captives are set free. Peter and John, I love this, such as I have. So simply stated, they didn't say, oh, look at the power I've got. But they said, such as I have, I'm going to give you. And they took him by the hand. They pulled him up, and immediately he was strengthened. Immediately. It wasn't a power play. There wasn't a battle. It was simply, I'm giving to you what I have, and what I have is the authority of Jesus. And in His name, they said, get up, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That has not changed. The name of Jesus has not changed. His power has not changed. He has been given to show us the way. Let's learn to walk in what He's given us. Yes, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the melody that You have placed within our heart. We thank You for the work of Jesus, and we thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit, for the anointing that You have given to Your people to rise up and light up the world, Lord. we just continue to pray for the victory that we can walk in through the authority that we have been bestowed upon by our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.